First of all, you know, we had a chance to, you know, get away for a week just to regroup, come back. We know the kind of team that we'll be going against, a physical team that will really want to run the ball. We know we have, they have an elite running back in 26, unique style of running, and I think we got to stop the run first before we think of anything else.
Matthew talked about using the bye week to kind of reassess both the offense and his play. I'm just curious, did you do that too on the other side of the ball? And did you do that over the bye week with the defense and your play as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, because when we go back to look at our 6 games that we played before the bye, whether win or lose, you know, there are plays that we could do a lot better in. And there are some plays that, you know, that we need to keep perfecting. And, you know, that's just what the bye week does for you, you know. Just go back and watch what you can do better and just perfect that too.
What did you learn about maybe what you've done well and not well when you were going back and looking at that?
I think the most important thing is just staying consistent, you know. There are times where we're able to stop the run and not the pass and vice versa. I think consistency will be the biggest thing right now.
Why do you think that maybe you have been consistent?
It's just, you know, collectively as a group is what I'm talking about, you know.
I was asking about you, though. Why haven't you, I think you've been consistent?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I just do what I'm asked to do, you know. How is what? It's good.
How much has it held you back?
No excuses on what I'm going through.
Was the week off good, though? I mean, did you need that physically?
Oh, yeah. I think the whole team needed it.
Even if it's not an excuse, can you just explain what it is you're going through?
I would, but, you know, Coach Carter will be the best person to explain all that to you.
Is there any frustration with your performance this year? I mean, you had the game against the Giants and it looked like everything was back on track, but consistency hasn't been what you'd like, I would imagine, over the last 4.
I wouldn't use the word frustration, you know. I just want to be out there for my team and be the best Ziggy that I can be for the team. And, you know, that is what I've been fighting to be this whole year.
How do you feel right now versus 2015 when you had that big season?
it could always be better, you know. There's always more room for improvement, you know, as a player. I'm still a student of the game, learning this game and all that I can do to help my team. And, you know, I just take care of myself, just try to be, you know, be fresh on Sundays.
Do you still have that in you, that 2015 performance? I mean, as a matter of if you get right, you're still playing at that level?
I'm the same person. Yeah.
Without Haloti, how pleased are you with Ayshon's play? Ayshon's play?
Oh, man, that's a big loss, you know, losing Haloti and a couple of the guys early on this year. But, you know, one thing that Haloti always has for the group is the trust and belief that he has for the guys. You know, he knows that we can do the job. And, man, Ayshon has been playing tremendously, you know, throughout this year. And I think we're going to continue to do that.
You mentioned Le'Veon's unique running style. He's a very patient runner. Mm-hmm. What do you have to do differently as a defense with a style like that?
Not necessarily do anything different. We just got to attack and make sure that we tackle.
Couple more guys?
You think you're going to need surgery after the season?
You think I'm going to need surgery after the season? Nothing like that has come up.